This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to Perfect Person, the show where I'm perfect and you're a person. I've been actually having fun with what I can put in my fridge.
Whoa, what do you mean you're having fun?
Imagine cereal.
It's just a bunch of octaves up. Imagine cereal
in the fridge.
Why are you putting that in there, bud?
Too warm.
No.
This was something I actually thought about a couple of years ago. Didn't think about it from then until now, and now I'm back.
Okay, so it was a thought you had before.
Yeah.
And now you're revisiting
sure.
it. How vintage of you.
Now, Raisin Bran Crunch from Trader Joe's is not as good as regular Raisin Bran.
No.
And I'm actually swearing off Trader Joe's cereal in general.
Whoa.
I think it's bad.
I actually don't think I have any of their cereal ever. Yeah.
It's not good.
I think you're 100% right.
Yeah, they make the cereal in the meat factory, man.
Yeah,
it's all coming
it's
from the
wrong,
same place.
Yeah.
The wrong place.
They're making it with their broccolini.
That's right, broccolini puff.
Yeah.
And I will tell you that I've been putting cereal in the fridge for just a little bit of time. And it's what it does. Let me just really break it down.
Yeah, yeah.
What I should be doing is putting the cereal in the bowl, putting the bowl in the fridge.
That's exactly
so
what
that way
ask.
The temperature stays as cold as humanly possible.
Yeah.
Because what I'm going to do, put ice in the milk.
But we're putting the box in the fridge.
Now, talk to me about that.
You're putting the box in the fridge.
I am, yeah.
See, I'm a fan of putting weird shit in the freezer.
Peanut butter in the fridge. How do you feel?
Oh, I guess less stick.
I'm joined by Angela Giratana.
Love it.
Here in the studio, perfect person of the week. Angela, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
People know you from all over the internet. You are being funny and having a ball. You may have seen Angela on Swash or Actors on Actors on Actors.
Oh, Artists on Artists. People do that all the time.
Whoa. Yeah. That was honestly a huge faux pas of me.
No, and that's going to be fun. I wish I had one.
People are... That's not a bad idea, to give the guests a fun thing.
And they don't know what the buttons do.
And it's just random sound effects.
Oof.
That's really not bad.
Yeah.
Well, you know Angela from Artist on Artist on Artist. That'll give me an option in case I want to just make it sound like I was smart.
Love it. And I honestly never speak up. This the amount of times people have said it wrong and I let it go. And I'm like, I should stop doing that. I should say that it's different.
I'm glad that you came here to get real.
Mm-hmm.
You came
We're
here
getting
to
sort of, fucking real. I think it's weird you put stuff in the fridge.
You think it's weird?
I think it's weird.
What about the peanut butter thing?
I went to
a friend's house and he was rich and they had peanut butter in the fridge when I was a kid.
That's why you started doing it? Because he was rich?
He would have his peanut butter and his mom would get the Whole Foods peanut butter and she would leave it in the fridge and we'd make PBJ. And I would think, this is also, the bread was also in the fridge. It was like an ice sandwich. The whole thing was fucking cold as hell. And I'd be like, this is like, I guess, what rich people eat. And I was kind of like, this is crazy.
I guess they chill stuff.
They chill everything. The jams
the
peanuts,
there?
And the breads. Yeah.
Wow. Just like on ice.
Just on ice. Getting it ready to go.
That's incredible. I love putting chocolate in the fridge. That's where I lost you. That's too weird for you.
Chocolate is a melting pot.
I'm putting it in the freezer. I'm sorry. I meant to say the freezer. I'm putting
like a dark chocolate bar.
Mm-hmm.
Like a bar from Whole Foods.
Yeah, putting it in the freezer.
1,000,000% cacao.
100%
couldn't be sweet.
Cacao.
Couldn't be sweet. It's kind of almost homework.
Yeah.
You're putting that in the freezer. I got to say, by the way, dark chocolate's homework. I'm tired of pretending like it's fun to have.
It's so good for your heart.
No, it's so not. Don't even get me started. People say this about wine, too. They're like, wine is actually good
for
you.
Heart.
And you know what? Wine's good for you. And you know what? If you're thinking that way, maybe you need to have less wine.
You know what they say? Scrolling on your phone aimlessly, good for you.
Really good for you.
Really
the
good
doom
for
scroll.
You.
It's supposed to up your antioxidants.
It's really actually good for your eyes.
Well, Angela, you're obviously on the show today to answer people's questions as my guest advisor. What makes you perfect to be on the show today to answer the questions?
I think what makes me perfect is that what came to mind is that I'm a healthy amount of sad.
I actually really like that.
Yeah, that's literally what came to mind. And I think that's important.
Yeah, sure.
To be perfect.
Yeah, okay.
I think I feel like I have only been born for like 2 weeks.
Mm, you feel like you're experiencing everything new?
Yeah. Childlike, yeah. Not childish.
Okay.
And I think that's going to make me perfect.
I think that's really, really good.
Yeah.
Healthy amount of sad. So what is it? Personal insecurity or?
I think it's just literally a natural body thing.
I am also, I feel a healthy amount of sad. I feel like I've got darks and deeps and downs.
Do you feel like you don't trust happy people, like super, super happy people?
Well, I feel like I don't trust like naively, I don't know, because I am an optimist, but yeah. I know what you mean. When someone is just like, no, like the, everything is sunshine. And yeah. I'm like, I think maybe you've had a privileged life.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Or just like, you weren't bullied enough when you were young or something. I just think that's a good thing.
Yeah. Because like I am an optimist.
Maybe it's not a good thing to be bullied.
It's actually a good thing to be bullied. Angela just came out pro bullying.
No.
You heard it here first, everybody. Take that, Michelle Obama.
Woof.
Anti-bullying campaign, eat your heart out.
It's good for
him. It's good for you.
Stand up straight.
Yeah, no, I think that there's, when I sometimes I feel like I auto-correct. Somebody's being too optimistic. I'm kind of like, okay, take it down a notch. Everything's bad. And then somebody's being too pessimistic. And I'm like, actually, the world is full of sunshine.
100%.
Yeah.
There's like a good medium in there.
Well, Angela, what the fuck is new? Like, you're obviously here. Like, what's new in your world? You know what I mean? What are you curious? What are you sort of tossing around in your brain space?
Okay, I'm doing a crazy thing. You made me think of it when we were talking fridge.
Yeah.
I bought a big tub of cookie dough.
I thought you were going to end a tub. I bought a big bathtub. I bought a huge fucking bathtub.
My apartment's got a tub. I said, I want a bigger tub.
I want to get bigger. I will tell you though, a clawfoot tub is a sort of like bucket list item I'd like to have.
A clawfoot tub?
A clawfoot, one of those big tubs.
That you see the end?
You see the gold feet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you see the gold feet.
That is a good goal. That's a great goal.
They seem pricey and inaccessible.
But it felt like for a while they were not cool. And they made a big comeback. You don't agree?
I agree.
Yeah. Anyway, I got a big tub of cookie dough. And every single day I'm taking a little piece out when I feel like I need to pick me up. And this tub is huge.
Now, are we?
Okay. I'm going to be in this. I'm going to do this for a long time.
It's like tub of sherbet size.
Yeah. Like it's big.
And now is it like, are we worried about salmonella as a group anymore? Or are we just
like... We're not worried about it in small doses.
Well, you're eating the whole tub.
I'm not going to town. Okay. So I'm getting like little spoonfuls and then going to bed.
I like that as a dessert. I did get some cookie dough from Trader Joe's and I haven't cracked that puppy open yet.
Okay.
I'm thinking about making it cookies, but for you, that's not what does
it. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking I'm just going to commit the whole thing to just like little bites.
Yeah, sure. Reduce the risk of salmonella.
Yeah. Yeah. Time. Just get my body fucking used to it.
Used to do during the pandemic was getting into Pizookies.
Ooh.
Cookie dough, smear the whole cookie dough on the air fryer. Air fryer.
Shut the fuck up.
And then you're starting the air fryer. It's getting cooked like a cookie. And then you're not even taking that shit. You're just fucking taking ice cream.
And you're putting it on top.
You're putting it on top, melting, and it's becoming a big goosey. It's being a gooey.
It's being a big goosey.
It's a goosey. And then you're just spooning it in.
How do you clean your air fryer?
I put it in the sink and I kind of just smear it around. It's hard to clean it. Like, I'm not cleaning. You know, it's dangerous, though. You look at the heating element in air fryer.
Uh-huh.
Foul.
Really?
If you tilt your air fryer.
Oh,
like,
I don't want to see it.
Look up the barrel of the air fryer.
I don't want to look up her shirt like that.
It's like, look down the barrel of the, upskirt. Get an upskirt of your air fryer. Get an upskirt of your air fryer. And it is, whoo! Every piece of food you've ever made that has is cooked onto it. It is disgusting. I'm thinking about getting a new air fryer because of that reason, because it's too foul to clean.
Ooh.
And I've got Drew's air fryer. Drew Barrymore's air fryer. She makes appliances. Did you know that?
I did not know.
She makes them. And she's cooking those up in between sets of her late night show. But I'll tell you, her toaster fucking sucks.
Her toaster sucks. Wait, you have a whole set.
I've got the Drew set. I've got Drew's toaster and I've got her air fryer. Her air fryer, I think, is the best air fryer.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Incredible.
And it's the same price as other air fryers, but it is mint green.
Okay. I love a colored air fryer.
Yeah.
Like with the bright colors.
But the,
I did something crazy where I was like, oh, you know, like boiled water cleans things. Like hot water.
Did you
uh-huh.
put water in your air fryer?
And then turned it on. That's so funny. I went, I know how I'm going to clean this thing.
Just you standing in front of your fryer going, I think it's working.
And I'm going, look at all the toxins are going away.
All the toxins. Actually, I thought it does sound smart.
No, it was disgusting.
Did it, like,
then it was just like hot, like crummy water.
Oh.
Like from like my like fried chicken or whatever.
Soup.
It's disgusting.
You made fried chicken in the air fryer.
Or no, I get those like little chicken tenders sometimes.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like my hangover meal.
I'm mostly just doing like any Trader Joe's frozen meal.
Yeah, and you just stick
Trader
Joe's
so much free press, by the way.
Look at you.
I'm souring on them,
You're
too.
Just giving it out.
I've had too much. And I think that they've sort of like, they used to be the cool new company, and now they're just another company.
That was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago.
The cool new company.
Yeah, they're not that way anymore.
Yeah.
Two-buck chuck, remember that?
Oh, remember that?
Not anymore.
I'd put a straw in that thing.
You did? Yeah?
Yeah, go on a walk.
Suck it down. You mentioned being hungover. Are you a big drinker?
I was just at UCLA. We drank a lot of two-buck chuck.
Two-buck.
Disgusting. I think if I had a sip of that now, I would immediately vomit.
No, I wouldn't drink it.
Maybe that could clean your air fryer.
Yeah, probably. It's got the alkaline. Two scientists.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Angela, we got to get to the phones.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Because we're having too much fun gabbing.
Yeah.
But people have called in and they need help.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
They're hanging from cliffs and they need us to catch them.
Pull up.
Pull up. But before we get to the calls, if you like the show, then you got to rate and subscribe it so you don't miss a single goddamn episode. And if you love the show and you're like, I can't get enough of this show. Well, guess what? Now you can by joining the Patreon and subscribing and getting the ad-free extended version of every single episode, including this one, as well as bonus episodes on Friday, where I call back people from the show and I get their updates on how my advice changed their life.
I'm a slut for a good update. A good update on a story?
It's great.
Come on.
Oh, by the way, people call in and I've talked to them like multiple times sometimes.
No.
And it's like the new people they're dating after they broke up with the guy they called about. It's so good. It feels like friends. It's great.
Oh my God, that's incredible.
Head over to the Patreon to get that good good if you want that good good. But until then, we have got to get to the phone lines because Angela needs to share her wisdom.
My sad girl wisdom.
Your sad girl wisdom.
Hi, Miles. My best friend manipulated me into breaking up with my boyfriend. And then 2 days later, she told me she had feelings for him. And now they're dating. And I need advice from a perfect person.
Call her back. She already sounds pissed as hell.
She sounds pissed as fuck.
Hey, Miles.
Hey. Hey, fucking guy.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
No effing way.
Hello, you called Perfect Person, and I'm here to call you back to get that dirt. I am here with Angela Giratana.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh my God.
How are you?
I'm just in awe that you called me back. Sorry.
Oh, no problem.
That's awesome.
Welcome to the show. Well, we're going to need a fake name for you. Angela, what's a fake name?
Let's go with Mickey.
Mickey, just like the mouse.
Mm-hmm.
Mickey, what's good in your neighborhood?
So my friend spent like 3 months, basically convinced me to break up with my boyfriend, which in hindsight, she was not wrong. It needed to happen.
Uh-huh.
But then like when I look back, I'm like, oh wow. That's really sketchy the way that you did all of that.
Sure.
And she like read my tarot cards.
Okay.
And all these things, and everything was break up with the boyfriend, break up with the boyfriend, break up with the boyfriend.
She manipulated the tarot.
That's dirty.
That's a dirty move. I was once dating a girl and she kept and we needed to break up and she kept reading my tarot and she was like, let me just do it one more time.
No,
and she flipped it and she just goes, let's just do it one more time. And then the third time I was like, what is going on? She goes, we're getting really bad cards. We're getting very dark.
No.
Like, the tarot was telling us to break up and she was like wanting to redo it. It was very crazy.
Wait, this is crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. So your friend was like going through it and hang on, I'm going to kick the light on, but tell us more.
A friend of my friend then also did not like tarot cards, but another like spiritual reading thing and just basically told me the same shit, which
her friend,
because I don't know this person. Yes, her friend. And because I don't know this person, I was like, damn. But then in hindsight, I was like, okay, but it's also like her friend. So she probably told her all the tea.
Right.
This is some like fucking CW shit.
Yeah, they're working together to make sure you break up so that the boyfriend can then date your friend. So you know that they're dating now. Have you talked to the friend since this has started happening?
So they break up with him and I called her and I was like, look, like, I'm really sad. Can I come over? And she was like, you can, but he's here because she was roommates with one of his fraternity brothers.
That's how you found out?
That's crazy.
So they weren't dating yet at that point, but she was like, oh, he's here with my roommate who's his frat bro. But like, you can still come over. And he, like, he's in his room, like, whatever. I was like, okay. And then I was like, look, I really don't want to go home. Like, can I just stay here with you tonight? And she was like, oh, frat bro already said that he can stay on the couch. And I was like, okay, cool. And then she had a dick appointment with her ex-boyfriend. And then the next day, she's like, sure. I think I have feelings for your ex-boyfriend.
Post her dick appointment.
Post her dick appointment. The dick was on point. Unfortunately, the appointment did not go well.
That appointment, yeah. But she got some post-dick appointment clarity.
That's right.
That she liked your ex.
Yeah. She thought, wrong dick.
Something about this dick feels wrong. Yep. I need my friend's ex's dick. Whoa.
Do you think that she was planning on this the whole time, or did you really think she stumbled upon it? Like, do you think she was kind of being like, like trying to woo you into breaking up with your boyfriend so she could date him?
In all honesty, I don't know, because of how quick the turnaround was after the breakup for her to be like, I think I have feelings for him, but if you don't want me to act on it because it's like, you know, salt in a fresh wound, like I won't. And what I said to her was, I don't think I'm okay with that. And she took that as, oh, it's fine. And like a week after she told me that, my friends were telling me about my ex-boyfriend showing up with hickeys on him.
It's not just a dick appointment. It's a neck appointment.
By the way, exactly right, Angela. Thanks for saying that. Honestly, though, having a hickey in this day and age is so fucking crazy.
Go do your fucking homework, dude.
Yeah, like a hickey? I don't think the last time I had a hickey was in high school.
Yeah, literally a hickey? Like, whoa. There you go. Angela, time to leave for your field trip. What are you doing?
Well,
you
and
doing?
Then the two of them lied to me about the hickey, so that's even better.
They lied about the hickey? What do you mean the two of them? Why are you with talking to the two of them about the hickey? Are they like...
You asked what that was and they said not a hickey?
Yeah, I was like, so what is that about? Because you're telling me that nothing is going on. but then he's walking around, hickey's on his neck, and I know that he's at your apartment every day because you tell me I can't come over because he's there because I don't want to be around him. And her excuse was that they were... One of her roommates was talking about like landing a bunch of girls and they were all like, nope, you don't do that at all. And she claimed that she gave him a hickey as a joke because they were busting the roommate's balls.
This is all so fake. This is so like, you gotta move on to this friend. This
the
person.
Worst liar I've ever
Oh no,
heard.
No, we're not friends at this point in time, but I am figuring out how to move on from it all.
You ever just trying to like bust your roommate's balls and you're like, can I suck your dick?
No, literally.
Can I just get a little suck?
Could I, just like as a little stupid funny joke, can
Isn't
I suck your neck?
So funny of me.
We're just playing a fucking joke. I'm so sorry that happened to you.
Yeah, that's really crazy. Also, it sounds like, obviously you don't want to be friends with this person anymore because...
No.
To me though, It's not even not only just indicative that she wanted to date your boyfriend, it's indicative that she is going through something. Like, you know what I mean? I feel like when this kind of thing happens, it's like, yeah, they like all of a sudden tried to get us to break up so they could, like, it seems like she wants to do something a little naughty.
Yeah.
So she's kind of going through something fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And she wanted to do this and it feels wrong and she's not supposed to do it.
Yes.
And she's abandoning your friendship. Like, it's not just that she likes your ex-boyfriend. It's that she is going through something and she needs a sacrifice of
She doesn't
kind.
Just like your ex-boyfriend. She's also bored at her job.
Yeah, there we go.
And she needs to feel alive.
Yeah, she needs to feel powerful.
Which is a red fucking flag.
No, I mean, Angela, if an ex of yours started dating a friend of yours in this way, how would you feel? What would you do?
Yeah, this is the tarot thing would drive me fucking crazy.
Because they what? They consecrated, what's the word? I'm like, what? Desecrated the tarot,
like
the magic.
Witches.
Yeah. Oh, witches. Foul witches summoning new cards.
Ooh.
Yeah, that would be bad.
I would set fire to all of them. No, it's just scary.
Yeah. I think probably the best thing you can do if you're looking for like a little revenge is just tell, honestly, just to be like, hey, are you okay?
Yeah.
That hurts sometimes.
Being like, you're allowed to like be direct. If you want to fuck my ex, just say it.
Just say
girly.
It. Yeah, just say it, girly pop.
You don't have to be like, oh, he slept over. Oh, his roommates and I are playing for fun with hickeys. Just be honest.
Yeah, be honest and just be like, and how long did you date this boy?
We were together for over 2 years.
Okay, your friend's a bad person.
Okay, your friend's a bad person.
And this is a really close friend of yours, yeah?
Yeah, we were supposed to move in together before all of this went down.
Yeah. Yeah. Bad.
You dodged a bullet, honestly, because this person is like, they don't value you in the way that you need to be valued. Also, your boyfriend, like, hooking up, that's so shady.
I know, your boyfriend sounds like or your ex sounds like a weird like Barbie doll you two are throwing between each other. Like,
yeah,
it's just
exactly.
Like, he's not even acting to the top of his intelligence. Yeah. Like, wouldn't he be like, huh, this is kind of funny.
this is a little weird.
Yeah, it turns out that I was kind of the one who kept him from just being like a total douchebag, because since the breakup, he has said things to a mutual friend's girlfriend, such as, I had a dream that we had a threesome and I really liked it.
Yeah, it feels like no one wants
to
be
direct. So clearly I just dodged a bunch of bullets all around.
Yeah, honestly, the best thing you can do and what we're going to prescribe you is just to start doing really well. And there's nothing worse from his eyes and her eyes than if you just start being well-adjusted and normal.
Yeah.
And like, you could probably get your revenge, but I also think that the best revenge is just to be like, look, you're clearly going through something. Like, go date each other. Like, do whatever you're
literally
gonna do.
No skin off my back at this point. You already broke up. He's already a douchebag.
Yeah. And like, I've probably like, honestly, what she's almost looking for is for you to blow up really big and be like, how could you do this and whatever? And for her to be like, well, you didn't even like, she sort of is almost seeking that type of confrontation.
Yeah.
So that probably the thing that's going to get under her skin the most is you just being like, do whatever you're going to do. But like, we're not going to be friends.
100%. That's, you know? That's going to get her.
Yeah.
Because also this feels like one of those situations where you guys are like a friend group a little bit, where you're like, you know, her roommate.
Right.
And then he's staying over. I've very much dated people where it's like, we're all friends, right? And you have to be like, oh, well, he's actually coming to the birthday. So just a heads up, right?
Yeah. Right.
And it always feels like you want to keep everybody a part of the group.
Yeah.
But like, get out of there. Just run. This is too much. Cross contamination.
Too much. What are your hobbies? Can you get really into chess or something?
First one off the bat. Chess?
Chess?
I unfortunately don't understand chess, no
Me
matter how
either.
Hard I try. But I'm sure I can find something.
Yeah.
You know what? I hope you pull some tarot cards and it says you're going to like book big, get a big job.
Booked and busy, baby.
Booked and busy. Get like, you know, those tarots said one thing and you're going to tell them another thing.
That's right. You say it. You say it, Angela.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for hopping on the phone with us. And honestly, you dodged three bullets. The hickeys, the boyfriend, and your ex-best friend. So we hope you have a fantastic day. And just be unbothered. Get there, get out there and start feeling good, because you're about to thrive.
You literally are.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you,
guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Yes.
Someone's a little sweepy.
You're going to blow up, girly. Yeah. Yes.
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 Man. Yeah. I don't miss that part about college where everything is dramatic and crazy.
And when people like are bored.
Yeah.
Bored people are scary.
Bored people are scary. Cause if you have time then you're going to get into trouble.
Then what?
Then what? We've got to take another call here.
So excited.
Because people are still on the line. Somebody dropped a cake. I feel like we just have to take this.
We have to tell them to pick it up.
No, yeah, this one's really honestly pretty important and pretty pressing. Okay. So we're going to have to take this call. Angela, I hope you're ready to put your serious hat on.
Hi, Miles. It was my birthday this week, and my friend homemade me a cake, and it was really beautiful. And then I dropped the whole thing on the subway platform when I was walking home by myself. And now she's asking me if I liked it and if it tasted good. And I don't know if I should tell her that I dropped it and make her feel bad that I didn't eat it, or if I should lie. Is this okay? Is lying okay sometimes?
Whoa. You know?
Thanks.
Call this woman.
We gotta call you back. This is a fucking serious issue. And I bet a lot of people are listening and they're thinking, I've gone through the same thing.
I've dropped my homemade cake from my...
I dropped a cake once also. Oh, I had jalapeno for lunch and I just touched my eye.
Oh, no. I truly have tears in my eyes because the drop.
Please
cake.
Leave your message no! for 330.
If her phone is off, I'm going to scream. I'll be so upset. Okay, I'm going to actually text her. Let's say, hey, it's Miles from Perfect from PP.
Yeah.
Trying to call you. Text here if you're available. We got a text
the
message.
Cake?
We're going to need to get back to the most important call of all time. Okay. We have finally got the callback we needed that we deserved.
We survived a pandemic for this.
Please leave your message for 330.
Do not disturb.
You do not have to not disturb on. You just fucking texted me back. How dare you? Hello?
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 Hello. You have single-handedly called in with the most important call we've ever taken on the show. And we have to talk. We have to talk. Please. Don't hang up. Don't hang up. We know you dropped a cake recently.
I did.
And we simply have to get to the bottom of it. What is your name? What we need a fake name. Angela, what is the name for this person?
Oh, what's the cake brand?
Oh, when, Sarah Lee?
You Sarah Lee!
Sarah. Okay.
Oh, that's fabulous. I love it.
Sarah, the first thing I'm going to ask you is if I'm on speakerphone, take me off, baby. But if I'm not on speakerphone, then don't even worry about it.
You're not. I'm just standing on the street, so I have to have headphones in, so I'm not screaming.
Oh, perfect. Got it. Okay, cool. Well, Sarah...
Otherwise, you'll have to listen to New York City, like, beep behind you. So New I'm trying York! To keep it quiet.
Taxi!
Oh, I'm walking here. Okay.
Yep, that's the whole thing.
So, I do. I certainly hear the city in the background.
Wow. It's almost like fake New York.
I was so sorry.
It is palpable. It sounds like you're in a sound stage.
I smell New York from that sound.
Ah, the halal cart. So you dropped a cake. That much we know.
Talk to us
about the dynamic between you. Well, first of all, talk to us about the cake.
Talk to us about the cake and the baker.
Yeah.
So this cake was made was a homemade cake. Made for me by a very dear friend who surprised me with it on my birthday. Mm. And it was chocolate cake. And I had not tried it, which is devastating to me emotionally and spiritually. And I was trying to hypothetically maybe get on a sort of public transportation without paying, maybe.
You were jumping a turnstile
with a cake in your hand?
That is crazy.
You were jumping.
I don't
know. How did you? Were you going legs first or head first? You ran and tried to, like, I wish there was security camera footage of you jumping, like, bunny hopping over the turnstile.
I thought you were just in your kitchen.
No, I tried to roll it back a little bit and then kind of, like, roll it forward, like where you kind of like wedge yourself through the side.
And was the cake covered in like wrapping or were you just raw dogging it on a plate?
Were you raw dogging the cake one handed on a plate or what?
No, it was in a Tupperware
you are
container, but when I fell, I'm so sorry.
You are shouting over an ambulance that is driving by.
This ambulance has been backing out for 10 minutes.
I'm trying to go into a grocery store where there's like...
probably an even louder area.
Yeah, that would be,
I know.
No, that'd be that's no, very sweet funny. Of you. Thank you.
I imagine you're jumping into the grocery store.
Whoa! We're trying to jump the turnstile into a grocery store. So you're trying to jump the turnstile. You're holding the cake with one hand and you get stuck. What happens next?
Yeah.
Yes. I catch like my back foot on the little like leg of the turnstile and I fall forward and I drop the cake in the Tupperware and it then bounced it like the lid of the Tupperware wasn't super locked on, I guess. And it just like fell out and went like cake first onto the ground.
Icing first?
Icing first.
You could have saved it if it was bottoms up.
Upside down like a cartoon, like.
Yeah, plastic bouncing. Whew.
Yeah, that's tough.
Oh my God. So did you put it back in the Tupperware? Or did you just go?
I just left.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be
yeah I would have.
You left. Said leave it for the rats. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, give it to them. Happy birthday.
Yeah,
rats.
They deserve a little treat.
They
yeah.
do deserve a little treat.
They have a cake down there.
And now talk to me about the baker because the cake sounds amazing. And honestly, we do stand trying to jump a turnstile.
Yeah.
Subway should be free. But
100%.
Correct.
So your baker. Now I understand you've also joined a mariachi band and hung up the phone. Oh my God.
I imagine the phone went flying. No, in the air.
She was trying to jump the turnstile. The mariachi band who's near her fucking ran into her. No!
And the ambulance ran over her phone.
It's truly like unbelievable the amount of sounds coming
a cartoon.
From her.
This is single handedly my worst nightmare.
Are you still there? Like I said, I almost feel like you're in a war torn country, like reporting live. Like we tried to call you, your phone was off. We like texted you, and now you're like, we cannot get the cake story out, but we need it.
For what it's worth, it is also like pouring rain.
No,
so like
you're
I'm really
kidding,
like,
Sarah Lee, Sarah,
Sarah. No,
so this could not be better. This could not be better.
Oh my God, Sarah, this is wild. Okay, so are you dry? Are you inside somewhere?
Oh, I'm kind of like hovering under a awning of like a restaurant.
Okay, so don't
cry. Okay.
Stay there. We'll be there in 12 hours. We're getting on a plane.
They're getting us flights.
I feel like a starving Victorian child, just like hello.
So who baked you the cake?
Yeah, who baked the cake?
A very, very dear friend of mine, who found out that it was my birthday.
Mm. And
birthday? I didn't have 27.
Okay. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. And I wasn't doing anything because I'm not a big birthday bash kind of gal.
Mm.
But she surprised me with a cake and made a couple of friends sing me a little song, and it was very sweet. And we didn't have forks or anything, so she was like,
"Just take it home.
Just take it home and share it with your partner, and then tell
know.
Me how it is."
Oh,
that I would. Punt it into the ground.
Aww.
Yeah. So it's been a devastating couple of days.
Did she like text you or was it in person when she was like, how was the cake?
How was the cake? Yeah.
Oh, she texted me this morning and was like, hey, how was it?
I'll tell you what. I think you got to tell her what happened. You got to come clean.
Because what happened is charming.
What happened is really charming. And it's
really adorable.
Yeah. What you need to tell her is you need to give her a call or maybe do this in person.
Yeah. And say,
okay.
When I tell you the story of your cake.
Yeah. You asked me how it was and it's more complicated than that.
And you have to be like, it's basically the beginning of a rom-com.
It is. Yeah.
But it ends in a sad, and you have to, you should be as honest as you were with us. It was sweet because we could hear in your voice that you thought this was such a kind gift and you're not like a birthday person.
That's right.
So I think if you just lead with how hurtful you felt, how sad you felt when the cake went.
That's right.
She's going to know that the cake meant something to you.
She's going to know that the cake wasn't just a cake. It was love.
It was love.
It was a gift.
It was love.
The birthday bash was the cake we made along the way.
Yeah.
I But what if she feels bad and tries to make me another? Like, what if she's like, oof, oh no.
Then bring forks and eat it there.
By the way, always bring forks. Honestly, I'm surprised about your restraint, because if I got a cake and it's I'm fucking bare knuckling it on the subway,
yeah,
I'm definitely going to take a little swipe.
100%
right?
I'm swiping.
Slip. Just a little icing swipe.
I'm jumping and swiping.
Yeah. Also, what kind of Tupperware was it? What kind of Tupperware? Shout them out, because you got to go Gladlock at least.
At least four sides.
Yeah. Come on.
It was like a generic like Meijer brand, which is just like a grocery store. It wasn't even like wasn't a trusted Tupperware.
No,
fuck her.
Yeah, fuck
that Tupperware being.
No. See, it was she was returning. She put the cake in my Tupperware. And
oh no, I didn't mean fuck her.
Me.
I meant fuck the Tupperware.
Yeah. She put the cake in your Tupperware that she was returning.
Oh,
good friend.
Oh my God. Good friend.
Everything about this is terrible. So
maybe you bake her a cake and give her your Tupperware. Oh no, she's giving the Tupperware back. I thought.
And we're getting lost in the Tupperware and who has it, but I think that we should. I do like your suggestion of making her a cake.
Yeah, you should make her a cake.
I think you should make her a cake and say, I need to tell you what happened. And then you can sort of tell her the story, and then you guys can share the cake.
Split the cake.
Yeah,
split
that's the cake. Lovely.
But like, don't move with the cake. Keep the cake stationary.
Text her and be like, you have to come to my house.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Because you will have to travel with the cake on the subway. And also, I think that, a little advice for you is don't try to jump a turnstile while you're holding a lot of stuff. Right?
Yeah.
Jump a turnstile to me, because you also got to run from the police if they're right there.
100%. You got a cake in your hand.
Yeah, you got a cake in your hands. If they're going to be like, oh, we're about to, you couldn't have run. You have too much cake.
Maybe jump the turnstile when you're doing like single rider.
Yes,
with your body.
Okay.
Single rider like at Disney.
Like at Disneyland. And just, when you're not holding much.
But you are telling me that it's good to jump the turnstile is what I'm gathering as well, right?
I don't give a shit. Uh-oh. You know that the fucking NYPD fucking pieces of shit, they basically spent it was some unbelievable, it was like $150 million they spent trying to catch people who jumped the turnstile. And it caught on extra police to try to stop people from jumping the turnstile. And it would have cost them like $60 million to make the subway free for every person in New York City. So it's like the math doesn't work out. It's like you spent more money trying to catch the several thousand people
that you can't
jump.
Do anything.
Yeah. That you could have just spent that money to make the subway free. It's all fucking bullshit.
Oh my God. That's so fucking stupid.
That's really crazy.
They just bought like a subway patrol robot. There's like a little robot guy that beats around down there.
Oh, that robot's going to get cake and shit on its face.
Fucking take those robot. AI has gone too far. You gotta fucking kick the robot. But I think you're going to need to have a one-on-one with your friend, and you're going to need to only jump the turnstile when you know you have the speed to run away from the police and the fucking robots that are there.
That's true. All right. I take all of this and I absorb it, and I'm going to use it to change my life.
Thank you so
much.
Please
go out there and change.
Go out there and change. And I will expect to call back, because the people are going to be waiting for how this turned out.
We got to know about the dropped cake.
I got to know.
Absolutely. And I'm sorry for putting you through my live reporting of the streets of New York City.
Consider yourself our New York correspondent. Thank you so much for calling in. And I'll talk to you later. You have a great day.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That was unreal. I loved
it. That was unreal.
I want to have more people live report from various cities.
We're live at a water park.
Yeah, whoa.
I'm on a slide.
Calling on the slide going down. That's a great idea.
That reminds me, there was this one time where this girl said something into my ear. Like, we were on like a loud, like a party bus. And yeah. She was like telling me something. And then I didn't hear her. And I went, and I did like a fake laugh.
Oh my God.
And she went, tell her, the girl next to me. And I was like, okay, do I come clean and say I didn't hear her? Or do I tell this girl next to me something made up and tell her to laugh? Angela,
I'm doing that all the time, by the way. If I don't have the best hearing. And I'll, like, I remember one time, this was devastating. I was in a group and I was just outside of the group. And this is like a party that like I knew a lot of people at. Like, I shouldn't have been humiliated in this way.
Okay.
But this girl's telling a story and she's telling it to my wife. And so she's telling the story. And I just go, and I hear them laugh.
I go, no.
I just fucking do a laugh. And she fucking turns to me and goes, you don't even know what we said. And I was so fucking embarrassed. I'm like an adult man. I'm like a 30. Like,
you were on airplane mode.
Just, I was just going, because the party was loud. I couldn't hear. Yes. And I was just like, and she just goes, you don't even know what you said. And I go, yeah, I only tried to cover. And then she fucking goes, this is mean. She goes,
what did I
so
say?
So what did we, what did I
no.
say?
No.
And I was like, I don't.
That's so mean. That's so mean to be like, say it out loud.
Then fucking say it. Oh, out loud, vampire.
Vampire. That is fucking wild.
Yeah, I was very devastated.
Because in bars, loud bars, it's hard to hear everything. And sometimes you're just like, I know.
Yeah.
Totally.
No, for real. Yeah. For real. For real. I have the worst hearing, too, I feel like.
Yeah,
and every time
hearing.
I go, it gets worse and worse. I think it's probably from honestly mixing podcasts for years and years.
Ooh, that yeah. sucks. There's nothing you could do about that, huh? That just genuinely made me sad.
Like I came back from war.
Podcast war.
That's right, podcast.
Stripper premium.
They took my hearing from me. Or it's like when somebody works at like the mines and they're like, that's it, all breathing in all that carcinogenic smoke.
Suddenly, I'm breathing smoke.
Okay, we're going to take a different call.
Okay.
Okay, I have to talk really quick before my boss comes back. But basically, I work in HR at a hotel. And I was at a wedding this weekend and one of my coworkers, who's a bartender, was actually working at this wedding, and I got really drunk and was talking to her, and I don't remember everything I said. But then when I saw her at work on Monday, she was like, I just want you to know that I think we're soulmates, and I need you to look at the red string theory because I think it applies to us. And after reading about the red string theory, I'm seriously concerned that I said something crazy at the wedding, but I don't know what I said, but I was drunk and now I'm afraid of her and I need your help, please.
What is the red string theory?
What?
Do you know what this is?
No.
I have no goddamn idea. Red string theory. Not yeah, you thought this was going to be like This American Life this way. The two people connected by a red thread are destined lovers, regardless of place, time, or circumstances. This magical cord may stretch or tangle, but never break. So it's like a myth. I think, okay. So maybe she like flirted and said she was soulmates with the bartender
some
at work.
Deep something.
To get those deets.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe this is true love.
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 Hello.
Hello. Thanks for calling Perfect Person. We're obviously here to make sure that we can find out what you said drunk at the wedding. I'm here with Angela Giratana.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Are you sober right now?
Are you sober right now, girl?
I am. Wait. Because
if you forget this conversation, we're recording it.
Yeah.
Wait, no, I'm literally at work right now. And okay. I said to my boss, I'm like, gotta go to the bathroom. And I ran. I ran for my life.
Okay, well, we will answer your problem all for the time of a single shit.
Yeah.
So that way she's not even going to know.
Single.
You won't even know. well, we're going to need a fake name for you. Or a fake name has got to be Hyatt.
Yeah, I love Hyatt.
Hyatt, by the way, that is the next baby name.
Hyatt.
Wait. And Hyatt?
Hyatt.
That's you, girly.
Because you said you worked at a hotel.
Oh, gorgeous. Oh my God. I love that.
It was either that or Radisson. So.
It was that or Radisson or Red Roof. Hyatt.
Okay, perfect.
So we obviously know that you said something wild at a wedding. You were drunk, et cetera.
Yeah.
What are some of the other clues? Like, yeah. What do you remember from the wedding specifically about talking to this person?
I remember one specific thing that I said that specifically haunts me. And this was at like kind of my peak of the night, you know?
Yeah.
You were peaking.
And so I was peaking. And so what happened was I go up to her and I was like, hey, I know that she was working this event. I was like, I know that if I need anything, you're going to give it to me, but I just want you to know that if you need anything, I'll give it to you.
Sorry, you said this to a bartender. You said, if I need anything, you're going to give it to me, but if you need anything, I'll give it to you.
And you work with this person too?
I do. And what I was trying to convey was, like, I'm here for you. Like, don't feel like you're working. Like, we're just coworkers, man. Okay. But I don't know if I came on too strong.
Yeah, no, it is a little horny at first read. If you need anything, I'll give it to you. Yeah.
And if I need it, yeah.
It's dripping with horn for me.
So Hyatt, it's dripping with horn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and that's what you remember. You only remember saying that to her?
Yes. And I was with one of my friends and I kept, every time we went to go back to the bar, it got to a point where I was like, I can't go back up there. Like, I can't have her see me get another drink. Like, this is crossing the line. So she told me, my friend told me this, I didn't remember, that she went to get a drink and I just stood about 3 to 4 feet behind her. So still, like, very visible to the bar.
Uh-huh.
Just didn't myself go up. And my friend did tell me that that was also kind of a weird move.
And what are we drinking? Long Island iced teas?
Classic.
It was sort of a margarita moment.
Okay.
Margarita is in the springtime. Okay.
In the spring for a wedding.
Yeah.
So what did the interaction look like when you guys saw each other post-wedding?
Yeah.
Like, who brought it? Did she bring up the red string thing?
She brought it up. So I'm in my office and I see her walk by and she like waves really big at me. So I was like, oh gosh, because obviously I was dreading seeing her again after everything.
Yeah.
So I walk out of the office and she's like, oh my gosh, like I've been meaning to see you. I just want to let you know that I think you're my soulmate. And I was like, okay. And then she was like, I need you to look up the red string theory. Like, I just need you to look that up because, like, I think that's us. And so I went back to my desk and started to do some research. And that was when I became concerned about the red string theory.
Okay, well, you didn't say anything problematic because you wouldn't want to be connected to someone who's, like, rude. Like, you weren't rude. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't an asshole.
Right.
Yeah, sure. You didn't say anything, like, cancelable, seemingly.
Yeah, so... And being HR, I feel like that's important.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And your connection is that you work in HR and she's a bartender at the hotel?
Yes. Mm. And so my concern is I don't really know how comfortable I feel with someone I work with thinking I'm their soulmate and that we're connected by a red string to be lovers.
Now, have you ever considered that she might be your lover?
You know, for 1 second, I had to take a brief pause, take in what she was saying, and I pretty immediately decided that that could not be the case.
Okay.
And what was the deal breaker?
I think I can name like maybe 5 to 10 deal breakers.
Oh, really?
Oh,
maybe 5 to 10 minimum.
Is she like a funky one?
They're like something glaringly.
Yeah,
she's
weird.
So funky.
Yeah.
There's like so many things. Maybe age gap. Maybe I'm heterosexual, so that could maybe draw the line somewhere.
Sure. There's like a big one. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think we'll rule that one out.
So not your soulmate.
Mm-hmm.
I would have loved that though. I would have loved it.
Did you leave a really big tip?
No tip.
Okay, rude. No, I'm just kidding. Well, yeah, I guess like it feels like she's saying this specifically because you had one interaction where you said something. I guess it could have been, if you need something, I got you.
This person was working too, so this person could have been like having a really shitty shift, and you could have just brought so much good energy that was encouraging and loving, and this person just might look at you like a light in the tunnel of a dark shift, and they're like, wow, you mean a lot to me.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah,
because,
maybe
like, what
kind
would you have said to make someone your soulmate?
Yeah.
If you knew, tell me.
And that's
kind of
what I'm worried about. Like, what else could have come from this interaction that maybe I don't remember that could have led to soulmate level connection?
I'm also a big fan of just like talking about it and being like,
Hey.
I was a little overserved.
You're a bad bartender. I think you gave me too much.
You didn't give me a red string. You gave me too much tequila.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think that talking about it is not like being like, hey, by the way, good to see you. Oh, that night was such a blur. You said we were soulmates. I don't even remember. What did I say?
Yeah, and you could always like soft bring it up, being like, oof, I don't even. Boy, that night
Yeah.
Wow.
How was your shift?
Yeah. How was your shift?
That's not bad. Like, how was your shift? It was good to see you there. Was nice chatting with you. And maybe she's like, yeah, you remember when you told me we were soulmates? Like, maybe you said that to me.
Yeah.
So you can kind of eke it out by asking about her shift and whatever. You're probably going to need to get closer to this person before you can become farther away.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just like to end the chapter.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
When you say age gap, is this person much older than you or much younger than you?
Much older.
Much older.
Older.
Oh.
Yeah, then honestly just tell them you blacked out.
Yeah, sorry. I blacked out. And maybe that'll actually get them off your back.
Yeah.
Because
it must
like,
be so hard to be HR and like
in general.
Get wasted.
Yeah. How to be an HR 100%. And get wasted.
Yeah, and get sloppy. Because you deserve that when you want to.
Thank you. And I took advantage of that.
You're going to have to get a little closer and just say some stuff.
You're going to have to get intimate so you can be like, I blacked out, whatever. You are HR, so it does give you a sense of authority. So I think you being like, woo, yeah, it was a crazy night. It was like I was off shift and whatever. So I don't totally remember everything.
Yeah.
I think you got to approach this one directly. It's not always my best advice, but in this case, it's got to be Hyatt.
Okay. I can certainly give it my best shot.
Sorry, Hyatt.
Sorry, Hyatt.
You have the most amazing day. Get back to humaning those resources.
Check in and check out.
Thank you so much. This is the best gift of my day literally ever. I love you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to the show. I appreciate it. You have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye. Right,
bye.
That was the length of taking a shit.
That was exactly the shit length.
You knew it,
How long are you taking a shit
for? Oh, I'm in and out.
I'm in and out.
You are?
No.
Okay.
Takes me a while. Angela, before we get to our final segment, do you have any advice for the audience? Do you have any sort of advice, a way that you've been living your life recently?
Just generally?
Just general. What's an advice that you've been living your life as or advice that you need that I can solve your problem?
Ooh.
What's something you've been going through that you're like, I don't know what to do about this?
I'll say I have some advice that's, I think, oh my God, I think he was on the show, Damien Haas.
Yeah, Damien.
I had a moment. We had our Smosh Christmas party.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I drank a little too much. And I had a huge conversation with him that I didn't remember.
Really?
And then I got back from break and he went, that talk really meant a lot to me.
Oh, my God.
And I remember going, oh, my God. I remembered having like a deep convo with him. I don't remember what it was about. And
does he know this?
Yes. So my advice is just like the cake. I think it's just like pretty standard advice that you hear all the time. It's not fun, but to be honest.
Yeah.
Because I was like, damn.
Oh, I think I would pretend like I knew.
No, I had to know. Because that's why I was like, what did I say? And my imagination went so much more wild than anything I would do.
Yeah,
like
right.
I was just like telling him about how grateful I was for him.
That's so sweet.
It's just like, Merry Christmas, buddy. I love you. I love our company. Merry Christmas. And I guess he just found that.
That meant a lot to me.
Yeah. And I was like, hey, what did I say? Because like, I don't know. It was just like when you're bored and you're like, my brain went so far into saying something, thinking something crazy.
Was he saddened that you didn't know?
He was like, oh. And I was like, sorry. Call me lame. Call me a loser.
That is devastating. That's tough.
Yeah,
so be honest.
Be honest.
It's just sort of key takeaway.
Because at some points it's like, what is wrong about just being like, yeah, it was Christmas.
Yeah.
I drank too much.
I drank a little too much.
I dropped a cake. We're all human. I jumped a turnstile, dropped the cake, drank too much eggnog. Call it a day. We're all human.
You were going nog?
No, I said that to be festive. I don't know what I drank that night. Ugh. That would be the sound I'm making if I'm having too much nog. It's disgusting.
Well, Angela, we have one final segment. Okay. That's a segment we like to call Get Real. This is a segment where we force a genuine moment in an effort to learn more about each other and ourselves. Mm. And you're not even drunk.
No.
So you're going to remember every second.
Oh, yeah.
Angela, you're obviously a silly...
Silly. And
you know, you mentioned having a little appropriate amount of sad. I'm curious for you, is that something about yourself that is important that other people know about you? Because I'm sort of also a silly, And yeah. I have silly parts of me, but I also have like, yeah, like more sad, more downbeat things yeah. about me, grief in my life, whatever it is, it's funny because I don't necessarily want to make a ton of content about it, or like we're obviously in content world making things yeah, about yeah. sort of mining our personalities for different things that we can make and create and talk about. Is it important that you make work that discusses that sad piece of you?
That's a good question. I think, and it's weird that I even said something about it today because like I was just genuinely trying to answer the question. I was like, what makes me interesting? And I think it's that, or like what make, like I think I don't make work about it, but I think it's just a true part about myself. And I'm just kidding. Here we go. Tom Loop. I think it's just a true part about myself and I'm learning how to be more and more open. Cause I honestly, before I started doing internet content,
yeah.
I was a pretty private person.
Really?
I still like to do characters only like on things. Cause yeah. it makes me feel I just don't like people knowing my business. It's weird. But yeah. Every month I get better and better at being like, yeah, you know,
I'll share.
Here's something.
Yeah. Right.
But yeah, that's something I'm like open about, is that like, I think I just have a natural little bit of, I'm not negative, but I have just this like just little well of sadness that comes out all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think it's so natural.
Yeah.
And
completely.
It like hit me when I was like a kid, I think. And it's just like an obstacle you navigate.
Yeah. No, it's you saying hit me as a kid reminded me, like, I remember feeling like when I was in college, I was like, oh man, I feel like all of a sudden I'm, you know, I felt like I had like a sort of dark couple years or something.
Yeah.
I was like, oh man, I feel like as a kid I used to be so happy. And I remember I read some journals of mine and I was like, oh no, this has always been true. Like my journals were very angsty and very wow. sort of like, kid sad and stuff like
yeah.
that. I think maybe just when I was younger, there we go again. I think I probably was better at hiding it and not talking about it.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And I think it's just like learning about, like, I don't know, just like in therapy, and then like just learning about how people handle that stuff is like, it's just, it's like when you're like, oh, I'm anxious, or it's saying that the acknowledgement of these feelings is just normal and there's nothing scary about it.
Yeah, totally.
And that's just like freeing. To be like, yeah, I'm also like a hormonal girl. And when once a month, I'm sad.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I'm a feeler too. Even like talking about when we were teens and you would feel things hard.
Oh my God.
I still feel that way, where it's like when something happens, I'm like a big feeler. Like,
yeah.
I just, yeah. It's just hard to ignore sometimes. You just got to let it go. Got to let the feeling out.
Completely.
Because if you push it down, it's just still there.
It's still there. I also like, yeah, to me, sharing that stuff makes me feel better about it almost exclusively.
100%. Because if I'm in denial about it, it's going to be even weirder.
Or it feels like then it's something I'm just dealing with alone, and that sucks.
100%. 100%.
Yeah. And finally, what are your hopes and dreams?
Whoa.
And this next one's da bomb.
Yes. You're going to blow up. Yes. Oof, I don't know. Right now, I think it's like, right now it's meeting people that I've always, this is something fun. My dad used to say this when I was little, and I still think it's one of my dreams right now, where it's like, where you're the worst player in the band.
I love that.
Where you're just like, right now I'm just loving being around people that are inspiring and cool.
Totally.
Like, it's like, that's just like a thing we take for granted when you're around people that stimulate your brain and your creativity and they make you want to do stuff and they make you want to try stuff.
Completely agree. Yeah. No, I think it's like, so to me, yeah, being around people that I like aspire to do what they do.
Yeah.
Or just like, yeah, I don't know. I think there's so much merit to being, the worst kid in the class. Cause you're looking around, you're going to absorb the stuff around the people around you and make cooler stuff and like that. I think especially in LA that has been, I don't know. Instead of seeing anybody as competition, just thinking, because to me, I don't know if we said this on this episode, but the rising tide lifts all ships. Or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I do think that like being competitive with anybody in this industry, I mean, obviously I get jealous. I look at people's stuff. Oof. I feel anxious. I'm like, oh my God, why not? Why don't I have that?
I know. Yeah. And the more opportunities there are, the more ways there are to be jealous.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's everything.
You can be jealous about everything now.
And there's so many cool people doing cool stuff. But I think that the more I can try to train my brain to just be like, oh, if this person's doing it, then like I could probably do
100%
too. Yeah.
And being like success for other people, it is not like a scarcity mindset. There are so many things to do.
Yeah.
And to enjoy.
Yeah. That's interesting to me that you said you were a private person before you started doing social media stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just weren't like a sharer necessarily publicly about anything.
Like it was even like podcasts as myself.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I was doing a lot of like,
Yeah.
I was doing artists. A lot of like improv podcasts or stuff where it's just like, just be silly, put a wig on. Like there was some moment at Smosh once where I was like, we were doing some type of thing. And I was like, someone wanted me to come help them with some skit. And I was like, wait, let me get a wig so I don't feel like myself. And I went, whoa. I was like, that was dark. Just learned a little about me.
Okay.
And I think that's just like, I don't know, theater school being like, oh, let me explore this character versus yourself. Right,
right, right.
But you just get more comfortable doing anything that you're nervous about. The more you do it, you're fine.
Yeah, I do miss the theater school thing, though, of just being in an acting class and it being like so fucking intense.
When Drew, it was so fucking intense. I could talk about theater school for hours. Like the ways that we were all dealing with like just growing up and dealing with our bodies.
Yeah, right.
But like I'm playing like a 45-year-old woman in the South completely. And I'm wearing these character shoes and I'm washing the dishes. And I'm like, yes, I am this woman. When really I'm just... like an 18-year-old just dealing with life.
Yeah. Or like just theaters, like teachers that are kind of doing like haphazard armchair therapy with like people being like, so what was the most traumatic experience?
Go into it.
Go into it.
Talk more about it.
They're like, do the monologue now.
I was just about to say, start the monologue.
Start.
Start the monologue now.
It is so like manipulative, but I do miss it.
Truly, it was like it would clean you out.
Clean you out,
and
totally.
And you'd get out of class and you'd be like, whew, let it all out.
I remember there was an acting teacher that it was like a voice class and he was like, yeah, your diaphragm is all locked up. So you need to like push. And he would have us do these breathing exercises and he's like, you're hyperventilating. Your body's getting more oxygen. You're getting more oxygen. The reason it feels crazy is because your body's getting more oxygen.
Truly.
And we were like, start the monologue. To me or not to me.
Two households, both alike in dignity. Truly, the amount of times where it was like, I was encouraged to walk towards discomfort.
Yeah.
That's a weird thing to train
in. It is weird.
To be like, go towards it.
Yeah, right.
That thing you're ignoring, go.
And then people say about like Meryl Streep, but just do none of that stuff. She just like, there's an iconic story about her being like, she'd do like a really intense scene crying and then she'd turn around and be like, so like, what's lunch? Like, what, you know, like she's able to, and it's like, yeah, you don't need to do a weird method thing.
Yeah. Meanwhile, college kids are just like fucking... We would like tremor. We would do these like exercises where you get your body to tremor. And then it was like, go into the prologue, go. And then we'd all leave like sweaty with our hair. And it was like, what the fuck?
Oh, I love that. That's
meanwhile,
so
people are learning how to save lives in med school at the other building across the way. And we're like,
giving
yourself
a heart attack.
Yeah, this is, we're
this
doing
is
the glass word. Menagerie.
Yeah, we did the best shit
we're
ever
changing
today.
Changing lives.
I would love to do a play. It's been a fucking million years.
Oh my God.
I know.
Just do a play for one night.
That would be so fun.
And just like,
I would love to do that.
Play an old man who's sick of his kids. Get out!
Angela, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
That's the show.
I love the show.
Where can people find more Angela if they want to follow you or see your stuff or anything?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at Angela Giovanna Giartana, which is my name. And then you can find my improv podcast at Artist on Artist on Artist on Artist.
Mm-hmm. Artist on Artist on Artist is very, very funny. And I see the clips and they make me laugh.
Thank you so much. It's a really long title. It's really, really hard to plug.
Perfect for SEO. Well, if you've got a problem out there and you want to solve it, then just remember that no matter who you are or where you are, perfection is only a call away.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.